upholding scientific research and discovery in respect, as we should, we must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captain of a scientific, technological elite.
We've signed a climate convention. Among the importance of economic instruments and free markets were included in this mammoth Agenda 21 document and the Rio Declaration. Well, let me be clear on one fundamental point. The United States fully intends to be the world's preeminent leader in protecting the global environment.
Coming up, Technocracy News. And greetings from Technocracy News and Trends. Patrick Wood here, Editor-in-Chief of Technocracy News. Glad to have you with the broadcast today for all those listeners around the world. I hope you can actually tune in to technocracy.news to read these articles in person today. I'd like to stress starting out that sometimes it's hard to pick articles to use as examples of technocracy on Technocracy News and Trends. And the reason is not because there aren't enough articles. There's actually, in some cases, too many articles, and it forces a difficult choice. I've made a commitment some time ago to only post 3 of the best articles that I can find each day so as not to overload people with extra reading material that really may not be necessary to make the point. But today we got 3 very representative stories of technocracy and indicating how technocracy is moving forward in the world at breakneck speed. Number 1, the minor story, dishwashers. Robots are coming for your jobs. How many professions have we seen that have been victim to robots in the last 2 years? Well, many. Truck drivers, taxi cab drivers, restaurant servers, kiosks, and now dishwashers. Oh, let's not forget warehouses. Automated warehouses now are the big thing, thanks to Amazon and companies like that. So now dishwashers are going to be displaced because one company has invented a dishwashing machine run by AI that can clean dishes better and faster than people. Well, there's some 500,000 dishwashers at least, I suppose, across the nation that find themselves in that job. It's not a job necessarily with a future in many cases, but it's a job. And a lot of people need jobs. Well, there'll be less dishwashers in the future, and where they will go, some of them will become part of the new unemployables class that the big tech companies have declared will never be employed again because they're unable to be employed anywhere. Technocrats as a group have no social or ethical boundaries to creating technology that will displace humans, especially the most vulnerable humans in our society, those at the lower job levels. These jobs have always been critically important for those who basically have no skills, but they'll be the first to be thrown out in the street now with restaurants that employ robotic dishwashers. The name of the company that created this technology is called Dishcraft. Dishcraft. It's a new startup. They build a beautiful machine to wash dishes. Of course, you have to buy their dishes too. You can't just use any old dish. They want you to buy their dish. On the other hand, if you buy their dishes and use their dishwashing machine, you will basically X'd out a pretty good percentage of your workforce in a restaurant. Many companies will find this worthwhile. The article also points out that some restaurants have already turned to disposables to deal with dishes, just buy things that can be thrown away, or they just deal with the expense of constant recruiting because dishwashing positions are fairly high turnover and restaurants are always looking for new recruits. But Dishcraft wants to give them a more sustainable, less costly option. Well, there you go. It's the word sustainable. Yep. A more sustainable option. The whole movement towards robotics, by the way, since it is displacing the less skilled jobs especially, is basically anti-human. In the end of it, that's the only way you can look at it. It's throwing people out on the street who have no place else to go. And you can talk about retraining and re-education all you want. Many of these people will never see that kind of future for any number of reasons. They'll end up living on the street. Well, I want to tell you that New York State has officially gone mad. We thought California was the craziest state in the union as far as all things progressive and green are concerned. I don't know how California could get any worse. And basically all the people I know in California right now are trying to get out. They'd love to get out. Many of them are just locked in. They can't leave for a number of reasons. But many people are leaving California because it's so crazy. Well, New York State recently has been trumping California in every category. And just today, a story was released that talks about New York State lawmakers. They're set to mandate a green economy. And yes, it looks like this legislation is going to pass. Governor Andrew Cuomo said yesterday he's reached an agreement with legislative leaders over a bill to slash New York's greenhouse gas emissions, setting the stage for one of the most significant state climate victories since President Trump took office. The announcement, coming just days before the close of the legislative session, represented a big victory for climate activists who have spent 3 years pushing for major legislation to curb greenhouse gases in the Empire State. And yes, those who have been pushing would include Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's crowd. It says that lawmakers were still working on final amendments yesterday, but the outlines of the deal were becoming clear. Legislation calls for reducing emissions by 40% from 1990 levels by 2030, just a few years away now, and 85% by 2050. The remaining 15% of emissions would be offset, making the state completely carbon neutral. The bill would also require that all electricity generation come from carbon-free sources by 2040. Climate Action Council would be established to ensure the state meets its targets. Cuomo said yesterday in a radio interview, quote, "I believe we have an agreement, and I believe it's going to pass." I expect he's probably correct. This is also a policy mandate with teeth, says the article. Republican control of the state Senate meant climate policy in New York has been centered in the governor's office until this year. Cuomo has pumped out executive orders banning hydraulic fracturing, calling for the closure of the state's remaining coal plants by 2020, and targeting a 40% reduction in emissions by 2030, among other things. The legislation enshrines many of Cuomo's targets into law, ensuring they will outlast the current governor. The new Climate Action Council would be required to issue recommendations on how to install 6 gigawatts of distributed solar by 2025, 9 gigawatts of offshore wind by 2035, and 3 gigawatts of energy storage by 2030. This is estimated already to cost the state trillions of dollars, not only in capital outlay, but also in rising payments required by consumers. Everybody's going to lose before this is done. This is absolute insanity. Well, the big story of the day has to do with Facebook. This is the most major story that I've seen come by Technocracy News and Trends for some time. And we've said a lot about Facebook in the last few months. But this time, Facebook has outdone itself. The headline is about Libra, L-I-B-R-A. Facebook partners with 27 companies to launch a global cryptocurrency, and it's called Libra. That's right. Facebook recently came out of the shadows to announce this brand new initiative. It will be launched in 2020, a cryptocurrency that's being invented by Facebook, by their own teams. However, the twist here is, instead of just doing it as a Facebook project, they have already solicited 27 companies to launch this global cryptocurrency. Now, considering how many users Facebook has around the world, they have already the largest base of people to be involved with this. But the companies, the partners who have lined up with Facebook to launch this new, if you will, public initiative include MasterCard, Visa, Stripe, PayPal, and others are coming on board every day. The team leader at Facebook expects that by the time the product actually launches, they will have 100 partners involved in the consortium. And that may well include some major banking institutions as well. My comment on this is Facebook is making a massive power grab to dominate the global payment system and expects to have over 100 founding members in the consortium before Libra is launched. The article states Facebook is launching this next year allow people to move money from their smartphone into a digital wallet. The currency is known as Libra, which the social network says has no special role in governing and will manage equally with a group of big companies. So Facebook essentially is turning over control to the consortium, and they're not going to handle it all themselves in such an autocratic manner. They think this will pass muster, of course, because Facebook is under fire right now for being completely untransparent and reckless with its data collected on you. Experts have branded the move a dangerous power grab that marks Facebook's most invasive form of surveillance yet. So far, Facebook has enlisted 28 firms, including Spotify and Uber, who each had to invest a minimum of £8 million to be a founding member of the Libra Association, an independent, not-for-profit membership organization. So, we learned that the way to get into this club is simply to pony up £8 million. Well, for these mega-rich companies, that's not a big entrance fee, but it certainly will give Facebook a nice starting place, a nice big cash reserve to launch their product. And it says it wants to attract 100 such businesses in time for launch, which it is aiming for the first half of 2020. Libra is supported by a reserve of the world's best assets and the world's most trusted central banks, who gave the cryptocurrency, quote, general cautious support, according to Dave Marcus, who started exploring blockchain at Facebook a year ago. He said, Libra holds the potential to provide billions of people around the world with access to a more inclusive, more open financial ecosystem. The social network is hoping that its collaborative approach can ease volatility concerns of existing blockchains and cryptocurrencies. Facebook will operate its own digital wallet for people to spend Libra, known as the Calibra wallet, which will be available in WhatsApp, Facebook Messenger, and as a standalone app. Users will be able to send money to each other initially at no cost or low cost. Eventually, it intends to open the Calibra wallet up to additional services so that people can pay bills, buy goods by scanning a code, or accessing public transport. Account information from Calibra will not be shared with Facebook, they say. Fat chance on that. Since it's embedded into Facebook, of course it will be available to them in many ways. But it says it will not be shared with Facebook to improve things like ad targeting, except for limited cases where the data may be shared to keep people safe, comply with the law, and provide basic functionality to the people who use Calibra. Libra is open source, meaning anyone will be able to launch their own digital wallet and include the currency. As a founding member of the Libra network, Vodafone will extend its commitment to digital and financial inclusion by supporting the creation of the new global currency and encouraging a wide range of innovative financial services to be developed through its open source platform, said the group director of product and services at the Vodafone Group. This has the potential, he says, to be truly transformative and will benefit those who have never used or are struggling to access financial services around the world. And here we have one of the key elements of Libra, in that Facebook intends to reach the unbanked, those who are underserved by financial services around the world, who maybe don't have a bank account, maybe they don't have a credit card. But now, since they do have Facebook on their smartphone, they'll be able to get into the financial system with ease. And furthermore, transfer money to anyone, anywhere in the world at virtually no cost. So Facebook has taken a new step away from simple social media antics directly into the world of global finance. And we've talked about the area of fintech, that is financial technology, high-tech financial technology in the past. Facebook is making a play to dominate fintech. Will he be successful? Maybe, maybe not. But considering there's already 2.38 billion users of Facebook, they'll instantly be bigger than anything else on the planet. And how well people accept it in the third world, that are the unbanked people that we talked about, we'll see how successful overall it's going to be. Nevertheless, Facebook will gain access to data that it's never had on you before, but it will now. And so this is turning into looking very similar to some of the things in China that exists right now with the social credit scoring system, where everything is tracked, all purchases, all activities, all travels, everything is tracked. Facebook will be making a play to be that type of service to the West. Well, we'll be talking more about Libra undoubtedly as time goes on, as we sort out the details and we see more details emerge from the company itself and from the consortium. Undoubtedly, all these individual companies will be making their own statements, so you can be looking for that. For instance, to come from Visa and Stripe and PayPal, etc., and Uber and Lyft and Coinbase and Bison Trails and Anchorage and Creative Destruction, and there's lots of other organizations as well that will be sending out their announcement. So keep your eyes open for this one, folks. I wouldn't say that this is a good thing, that you should smile at it and say, boy, I've been waiting for this to come along. I think more likely you're going to look at it and say, man, I'm out of here. I'm going somewhere else with my money, but I ain't going to Libra. If you're kind of wondering how all the dots connect together in this, and I wouldn't blame you if you're wondering, you'd do well to get a copy of my book, Technocracy, The Hard Road to World Order. It talks about all the things like this. There's a chapter on fintech in particular. It doesn't talk about Libra, of course. The book was written before Libra was announced. But if you read my book, Technocracy, The Hard Road to World Order, I can virtually guarantee you that the dots will fall into line and connect in a near-perfect manner, and you'll understand what's going on with technocracy in general, in fintech, and how that plays into it, how it plays into sustainable development, how the target of getting the unbanked into the banking system is important to technocrats. Wow, there it is. Facebook's making its play. Well, I'm Patrick Wood for Technocracy News and Trends. You can pick up all of these articles at technocracy.news, and you can share them there on social media. You can also print them if you want to make a handout for somebody and just hand it to them. Either way, please get the word out on stories like this. Your fellow Americans need to know what they're fighting, and they need to know why it's important, and it is. I'm Patrick Wood for Technocracy News and Trends. Catch you next time.